you've been managing to raise a technical point. I think they're well skilled from where they've been sitting in court. But in terms of the reports, the first set is progress reports, which are ready for noting. The second category, which would be regarding Mr. Hawley, Mr. Stierman, and Ms. Kuba, is for the removal, because their matters have been completed, and that was the recommendation of the Commission. But through your chair, Advocate Musa can then, and Mr. Mayor can then give you the details. I'm not sure the extent, how much detail you want in the progress report. That's for Skalfrek, Malaklena, Monaledi, Homo, and Mbappe. And then the main ones are for the removal matters, because those would actually have to be voted to those houses. I thought I was waiting to hear you say EFF, that's why I was holding my breath.
So do you like on the first
thank you, Honourable Chair, for having us here today, Honourable Members. As you will observe, the Honourable Members has led you through the agenda. I'm not certain as to what detail you would require in the report, but I'm going to give you a broad overview of the in relation to the progress report, and I invite you with any further detail that you require, you're more than welcome then to ask us to add on. So perhaps looking in respect of the first matter, as is set up on the agenda of Ms. J.F. von Schalken. Honourable Members, the Honourable Deputy Minister has set brief you on in respect of this particular matter. Ms. von Schalken was suspended in November 2013. The disciplinary process has not, in fact, commenced against her. She challenged the validity of the Code of Conduct and the Regulation. The content division of the High Court in Pretoria ruled against her on the 1st of August 2017. She was not satisfied with the ruling of the Honourable Court, and she then filed an application for leave to appeal on the 29th day of August 2017. I'm willing to understand that the Honourable Judge is Madam Justice Kumalo, and they are awaiting a date for the leave to appeal before her. So if the leave to appeal is granted, then the matter will proceed then to the court. So that's in respect of this file. In respect of the next matter, Ms. Arlen Malafera. Ms. Malafera was suspended from office on the 17th of July 2014, and the provisional suspension of this magistrate was confirmed by both the houses on the 6th and the 8th of November 2014. The position is very simple in respect of this particular magistrate. She challenged the decision of the Commission to charge her with misconduct and the process that preceded the charging themselves upon her. The matter then went before the High Court in Pretoria. On the 3rd of May 2017, the High Court ordered her to pay wasted costs because the matter did not proceed. A legal representative, in fact, withdrew
contact and investigation. Since that is the day on 2017, the advocate has done nothing further, and as a result of her laying supine, the magistrate commission has asked the office of the state attorney to in fact have the matter set down for the edit. We are currently awaiting a date in that particular matter. So, Honourable Minister, I just want you to take comfort with the fact that we as a commission are not allowing matters just to fester and stand by. We're trying our level best to move forward with these matters and taking proper action in relation to these matters. The next matter, Honourable Members, is Ms. S.R. Monavedi. Ms. Monavedi, you will remember, Honourable Members, the Minister provisionally suspended Ms. Monavedi on the 30th of November 2016, and Parliament confirmed provisional suspension on the 16th of March and the 11th of May 2017. The disciplinary process was, the disciplinary investigation report was completed, everything was ready, the Magistrate Commission has been ready to proceed with the matter. But on two separate occasions, Ms. Monavedi has chosen not to appear in the misconduct inquiry. So due to the fact that there's been a hiatus, certain interventions have been put in place, and currently the matter is postponed to the 4th, from the 4th until the 6th of December 2017 for pre-trial and hearing. So the matter will then proceed between those days for hearing in respect to Ms. Monavedi. Mr. M.J. Homo, the position in respect of Mr. M.J. Homo is as follows.
Thank you.
our experience, we find the following that comes to the fore in relation to matters dragging out. One, it would normally be the magistrate who is involved in the disciplinary inquiry would use every single mechanism available to them in terms of the principles of natural justice and the legislation to try and drag out the process. We will find that perhaps they will challenge the regulations. They will challenge the authority of the magistrate commission to in fact, investigate matters. So a lot of the times we find that the delays are caused specifically by the magistrate itself. I will again just reiterate and give you comfort that when it comes to the side of the magistrate commission, the ethics division and the ethics committee, we are doing every single thing humanly possible to try and sit down. But you will find that when matters are down on the scale that is determined in price, for the want of a better word, the accused magistrate is appealed, or alternatively the presiding officer, the legal representative of the magistrate or not. So these are processes that we in terms of the gaps, honorable member, you would understand and appreciate that they only use the principles of natural justice. They use every single mechanism that is available to them in terms of an appeal process or to escalate the matter. And therefore, under those circumstances, it sometimes is difficult to try and fast track that because we've got to allow the matter to be able to fully ventilate itself as it goes.
That's the
latest
law. So you don't have to deal with from your side that can really manage
the money. But in terms of In terms of systems, I can say to you that generally we find that the person leading the evidence, the mandate that is normally given to them, is not to unnecessarily tolerate delays in the matter. So they do everything within humanly possible to ensure that if matters are there for hearing, proper notice has been given, and the magistrate decides not to appear, we've had matters that proceed in the absentia. And evidence is there in the absentia, the presiding officer then proceeds and a finding is made and sanction is given to the magistrate that not necessary. I certainly suggest that we don't simply just wait for the magistrate to drive the process for us. If you find they want to withdraw from the process, we continue to change the position.
Okay, maybe just in a addition, I mean it's you know, the matter set down, the accused magistrate is sick. They could be just trying to delay the matter as long as possible, or they could be genuinely sick. That's the difficulty. And with a hearing, if the presiding officer is appointed, who is another magistrate, the decision is with them. They are independent. So, for example, the commission can't instruct the presiding officer that you must proceed. They've got to hear the matter and consider it themselves. With Mrs. Selfek, I mean, she's the chief magistrate at the senior position. After the judgment and when I heard that she was wanting to appeal, I did speak to Judge Lakhodi, the chair of the magistrates commission, to say, look, how much longer must we wait on this one? Can't the matter proceed? And I think there may be an attempt to get the matter to proceed. But it would be up to the presiding officer of the disciplinary case to take the decision whether to proceed with the disciplinary matter or to wait the outcome of the appeal. So as I think has been said, the magistrates sit in court. They see all these practices being done by attorneys, advocates for their clients. So, unfortunately, they are very, very skilled in how to drag things on. There is provision to stop the salaries of magistrates. But I think up until now, and you may want to engage the members on it, up until now it only gets done when the person has either been convicted in the criminal court. So I think Mr. Morake's salary is stopped. They've either been convicted in the criminal court. Even then, I mean, one of the problems, and maybe it's something we should change the law, a magistrate can get convicted in the criminal court. There still has to be the disciplinary process from the Magistrates Commission. The fact that the magistrate is found guilty doesn't mean that they're automatically out of office, and they've got to run through all the processes again. But the salary would get stopped if they've been convicted in the criminal court, and then it would get, I think, stopped when they are convicted in the disciplinary matter. They sometimes, after that conviction, carry on delaying. But people like Mrs. von Skalsbeek, for example, is sitting at home getting a chief magistrate salary.
But I really love the new attempt to address the issue of the Parliament Commission. If we know that it is deliberately late, like Mr. Holly, that it is deliberately late on his side to prolong the disciplinary inquiry, then we normally require the to show forth why he's doing that.
In fact, I must make it clear that that's what we need to do. We need to get the report on the status of the finances incurred in the inception of these cases that began since our term of office, so that we can be able to substantiate further on how this can also come up as days later on mechanisms and processes that can really assist in the case. There's no way that we can only leave it like that. But apart from that, also from the side of the protection, what we have just confirmed now, that there's some stage with regard to the case of yesterday during the day of the council, when the unity was found to be the protection of the protection. So at times, not solely on the side of the council, equally there are instances where we are picked up, where in most instances, also from the side of the preparing officer, there's been discrepancies. We need also to get more picture on how this can we ensure that we also address the challenge. Because as much as you are saying, the other side is going to hide, what is good for the good should also be good for the good. This is exactly what we need to do. So I'm just saying, Chairperson, that's what we need to resolve as a community as part of our oversight, is to get the status of the finances and the expenditure incurred as a result of the education, and moving forward to bring a person to really substantially greater. Why do you think that we can suggest or come out as a community?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think we can thank you. In respect of the matter for Mr. Piers Hoyle, Mr. Piers Hoyle was found guilty of 10 counts of misconduct, which would include abuse of official position and insubordination, humiliating the municipal court president and court, sending in fact an email, honorable members, you'll find it in your report. The sanction that has been proposed or recommended by the presiding officer is a removal from the office. Now, honorable members, you'll realize that the charges of misconduct in this particular night session will be found guilty of by senior. They may be today as a position is to allow the removal of the office of this magistrate. That is our plea to you. We ask that this magistrate remain.
Without termination. Thank you.
You'll find there's two reports
here.
One for the narration and one for the removal. So we ask you for the narration. We stopped as well as the removal of the law. That's the two reports you will see. Then agenda item number 3, the report on the suspension of XB Seaman and XB Seaman. In respect of Mr. Seaman, Mr. Seaman has been found guilty of 17 counts of misconduct. You will observe from the charge sheet that the incidences are rather serious in the workplace, interrupting class, sending defamatory emails, getting involved with attorneys, and a whole host of allegations. The recommendation of the presiding officer here also is a removal of office. After carefully considering it, the Magistrate Commission has deemed it fit in the circumstances to approve the removal, and accordingly we get before you today to also allow the removal of the
magistrate.
In respect of the Kleba, the Kleba has been found guilty of 2 counts of this. One is a false statement that she has made, and 2, admitting false subsistence and travel claims. You will remember, honorable members, from the report that you made, that you will have seen before you, that in addition to what she's been found guilty of, it appears that this magistrate has got a propensity to commit a very similar type of offense. And the history of these matters, having carefully considered the merits and the demerits of the matter, the commission has also, the request from the commission today is that the removal of this magistrate from office also be approved.
Without
remuneration
for
member?
Chairperson, as soon as Parliament passes a resolution to have her not restored to office, then the minister must give effect to that resolution and remove it from office, and then the assembly will be stopped in order.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Yes, if I could just have clarity in terms of when does the actual remuneration get withheld? Is it from the actual date that is approved by Parliament? Is it backdated at all? Because I know we're looking at Mr. Hawley and the withholding of his remuneration. So what are the regulations in terms of remuneration? When does it actually come into effect?
Yes. In terms of the Act, the Commission determines to withhold remuneration. That is effective at a specific date. The day on which the Commission determines to withhold remuneration, the and give a directive to the regional offices to put effect to the resolution. So then the salary stops. Then the minister has to file a report in Parliament, and then Parliament has to confirm that determination. With regard to the order matter, this determination was made at the meeting of the Commission in November, and the salary was stopped with effect on the 1st of December. With regard to the other two matters, the Commission has not decided or recommended the determination of the recommendation. Salary will fall because these two matters are already before Parliament and are just that if the Parliament confirms the risk that there is not a then with effect on the day that the Minister removes it from office, the salary will be recommended.
Confirm the stopping of the salary from 1st of December.
which obviously would be up until his removal and then he's not in the Senate.